making a mistake. The world has one mistake and one lie. The world sells. First, well, perhaps we'll speak first about I will mention first the mistake. The world thinks that sexual drive is that a man has a drive, like you have a drive for food, you have a drive for thing, and you want to get rid of that drive. You have like something which is building up inside, you know, building up or whatever it is. You have something inside, and this inside has you have to get rid of that. But the inside is a sexual drive that you have to have someone else or something like this. You have someone else, and but you have to get rid of that. And I know that in the very secular world, I speak to people which come from a very secular world. I understand in the very secular world. They think that it's very natural and very normal that a boy, whenever that he is not married, that he does these things between him and himself because it's a sexual drive, and you are then you say even apes do that and all different kind of things. That's what I read books, you know, and I read these things. So that's what is sexual drive. So that is a mistake. We'll speak about that first. The second is a lie. And the lie is that the world thinks that this sexual drive is there in order that you should have pleasure. Huh? You should have pleasure. That's why it is there. There's a way of having pleasure, the way you have pleasure with the food, you have pleasure with this sexual drive. So, there is a possibility that that this thing also is having mistakenly there will be children. So you have to be careful that you should be able to do that without having children. So that's why today, I don't know whether over here in Mexico, but in a lot of places, there's an official thing that you can buy in official places that you can buy. That like you have a vending machine for things that you can you can do the thing without having the problem that there will be a child. Yes, so I think in official places you have that in Israel, you have that or whatever it is. In Israel, I think the Al Pi Chok you have that in official places. I think the Knesset also has one because the Knesset is an official place. Yeah, I think so. I think a vending machine. I just like an official thing. So that's a lie. So the first thing is a mistake, but this one is a lie. Yeah? It's a lie. It's a flat out lie. So I perhaps first explain why it is a lie.
But what's the lie? The
I understand it. No, I understand it. I will explain that to you. So first, perhaps explain why it is a lie, because it can't be, not shayach, that there is a action which accidentally can have very big consequences. There can't be. You can't have a thing which is built for pleasure, but by accident there can be children. That can't be. That's a lie. No, the thing is upside down. The thing is there in order to create life. Accidentally, could be that life won't be created. That can be. But the quality of this act is bringing down life. That's the quality. It could be that there are times and there are ways and there are things which that won't happen, but that is the accident. The accident is not that there will be children. That's a lie. That's a flat out, that's a real lie. And that is that they sell you lokshen, you know. That's a real lie. That's wrong. That is really You understand that it's really a lie. The first one is a mistake because for sure there is something like a sexual drive, which this thing is common between all the creatures, you know, that you have balechaim, what do you call it? You have
animals.
And all these things, they have also a sexual drive, and also your own person is someone like this. But there is something unique to this sexual drive by a human person, which is not getting rid of his own inner pressure or things like this. It's not. So, perhaps we'll begin there. What is that? There's another thing. There's another part in that whole intimate relationship, which is not has nothing to do with that a person gets rid of his own instinct. This is perhaps I will say it with the Rashi, so perhaps it's a Rashi or whatever you want that. So Rashi explained that when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan, so the women came with their mirrors, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to accept them because the mirrors are there to stimulate the sexual drive. Yeah, mirrors are there for that. I don't want that. So Hashem told him, "No, it's the opposite. I like them the most because that's the way they made themselves having children in Egypt, even though they were very much under the pressure. Because they went out to the field, and they were looking into the mirror together. And she told him, and now it says Rashi says she told him, "Ani yafa mimcha," or "Ani no mimcha." That's what Rashi says. That means in Spanish you say, normally you say, "I am more beautiful than you." That's right. Did you once see a beauty contest between men and white women anywhere in the world? Are they all crazy? The Jews in Egypt were simply crazy. They were insane. You make a beauty contest, "I'm more beautiful than you." Why are you crazy? There's no place in the world you have such a thing going on. No. Oh, you have make a mistake in reading the Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. You have to read the Rashi. He says, "Ani na'a," I am beautiful. "Mimcha," my beauty is taken from you. Yeah? My beauty is taken from you. And that is human sexual drive. Because there's someone else there which gives back the message that what she gets from you, or it's the opposite way, it's the same thing, what you get from her, that is something which you feel makes you uppermost fulfilled and beauty. That's what she tells him. And she says, "I am beauty, my beauty is taken from you." Yeah? That is the unique sexual drive which is there in a human being. That there is someone else there. There is someone else. And that's why there's someone else, which this someone else gets a satisfaction from the first. And this is not a chesed. This is the inner core of the sexual drive. The inner core. That the other one is able to say, my satisfaction and my happiness comes from you. And you are told that. Huh? So that's what is sexual drive by a human being. And both, this is the difference.
Woman to man?
Both. Both sides. Clear?
Lo que usted dice es de que él dijo dos cosas, dijo que hay dos cosas para tener el background de este tema. Uno es
que hay una mentira y hay uno que es un error. Lo que es la mentira es pensar que el objetivo primordial del acto sexual, el objetivo, es el placer. ¿Por qué? Porque si fuera eso es muy raro. O sea, el objetivo es el placer y de accidentes viene un bebé, o sea, está tan ilógico. Entonces dijo, no, eso no es lo real, estás creando vida. Obviamente hay placer, pero además como objetivo no puede ser tal. Y la mentira dijo, y el error es, para nosotros pensamos que el estímulo sexual es como la comida. La gente dice, pues es un estímulo animal como cualquier otro. Entonces pensamos que solo necesitamos a alguien para poder hacer esa necesidad con otro. Dice que el deseo sexual no está construido así. O sea, la idea de cómo, qué es el deseo sexual realmente es saber que existe una persona que su felicidad, obviamente en esa área, ¿no? Pero en todo, que su felicidad realmente depende y se la doy yo. Es decir, saber que está feliz esa persona por mí. Es lo que es.
I think that has to explain a bit more what that means.
Yeah, we'll begin now.
Yes.
So I will tell you the way you experience that.
Let's see how it is.
So I will tell you the way you experience that. I don't know. It is very uncomfortable for me to speak over here like this because you're all married. I always speak to that to people which they are not married, so I don't enter their intimate sphere. I only prepare them for marrying. It's very uncomfortable for me, but I'll do that because Rav Kahana asked that for me, and I am doing what Rav Kahana asks. The last thing he'll ask for me that I make like this, and then I'll do it too. You know, but I will tell it to you the way you experience that. Every man which is married has this incident, because we'll speak about that too, because that happens in once in a while, that he is together with his wife and she doesn't have anything out of it, because that's what the wife wants and what happens. Do you feel happy afterwards? No, you feel like a dog. You feel like why? You got rid of your sexual drive. I think when a lion does that with a lioness, or an ape does that with someone else, with a woman of the ape, doesn't matter to him whether she is happy or not. You know, an ape, for example, there are apes, they want to have children from, and the women already have children, so the man comes in and he first kills all the children which are there, and then he's together with the wife. That's the way the ape works. You know that. That's the way they work. So they are absolutely, it is all about giving over their genes. And now come all these idiotic, full-blown idiotic biologists. The first of them is Richard Dawkins, which he is a full-blown idiot, you know, an empty head altogether. He is a roshe. He is someone which is simply not human. And he says, the whole thing about being together is spreading out your genes. That's what they say, that's right. That's what the animal does, that's right. Because the animal is not interested whether the other one is happy or not. That's not interesting for them. It's interesting for them whether his sperms are going further on. Vakasha, when you want like this, that is the animal drive. The human being has something else to it. The something else is, I want another one to be happy. And when that doesn't happen, I feel like a piece of dirt. Clear now? Clear? Yeah? So what do they say? Yeah, it is because your masculinity wasn't really expressed. You don't feel appreciated. Those are all retarded people which speak. They are all mentally ill. Clear? All of them. Because it has nothing to do with you that your egoism doesn't come out. No, it is because the sexual drive is built like this, that a human being wants someone else to be happy with him. That's what he wants. That is the drive. Has nothing to do with chesed. It's not to be giving up something from you. That is the drive, yeah? And this is the mistake which is making in the world outside. Because they make a mistake. Because there exists such a drive that you want to get rid of your genes or whatever it is. There is something like this. But this is the common thing you have with another animal. Then you are, the way they say, they are all, I don't know what happened in the modern time, they are all over here, they are lacking something. They call that a human animal. That's what they call you, you know? Nachon, that's what they call you, that's the name they give to you. You are a human animal. This is a term which stems out of mental retardation, okay? No! You are human, and there is something else in a human being, which an animal does not have. An animal does not have. They only have, the only thing an animal has is not that I want the other side to be happy with this act. I want the other side to seduce, that he should be agreeing to have that act. That's what they have. Till here. The birds make a beautiful display in order that the female should, or the male, or the female should come, you know. The geese make what they do in order the other one should be impressed. The lion with the horns, they do that in order that I should be the strong one, in order that the other one should be willing to come to me. But in the mice, in the act itself, it is not interesting whether the other one has anything out of that. That's not interesting, clear? And this is the difference between a human being and an animal. We are not animals, Rabbi Isai. We are not. We are human being. And the human being really wants that someone else should be happy. There has to be someone else in the picture. And this is the inner core of this this mistake, which is going on with this, doing that for a bocher, like doing that between him and himself. The problem is that there's no one else there. No! Doing this act with no one else there, this is, why should you do that thing? There's no one else there, you know? There's no one to be happy with you. There's no one to get something from you. Why should you do that? No, you don't do that. Elamai, we know that we are also part, we have a part of an animal by us. You call us Nefesh Bahamis, whatever you want. And that is a thing we have to work on. We'll speak about that. But the place or the way it is spelled, that is the real sexual drive. Clear? So that is a mistake. Yeah? That's a mistake. And there is a mistake, and there is a lie. No, this is this. That's the basis to speak. Now we understand, then we can understand each other. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's now that is the basis. There is the drive. People don't get that. It is a drive that someone else should be happy with you. It's not that I am giving up something, you call that chesed. I want to really be a nice man and it's not for me. No, it's a drive. You have a warmth out of it. You are excited from that. You have, that is a sexual drive. You have to understand that. Yeah? The people, it's a very awkward thing when you say it is a thing of making chesed with another person, you know? Or you give up something from you. No, this is the uppermost fulfilling. This I never understood. But you say, you give to another person, you are a giver. No, you get back as much as you give. Yeah, you get back as much as you give. What means you are a giver? No, it is both are giving, and this is a mutual thing. It's the same thing from the other side, you know? She wants you to be happy, and you want her to be happy. It goes like this. And not like that. You want a beautiful wife, and she wants a beautiful man, I don't know what. That's not like this. That is not the right relationship. That's wrong. No? This is wrong. It has to be like this. You want her to be happy, and she wants you to be happy. And then it keeps, you know? That thing keeps. Clear? You want her to be happy, and she wants you to be happy. And then that thing keeps. But you want a beautiful wife, and she wants a beautiful man. That doesn't do anything. You have to think that this is a problematic thing, a very problematic thing. Very problematic, this one. You run after someone beautiful or something like this. That's very problematic. Because no, you don't want that. You do not want that. It's the wrong thing you want. Because you want this. You want that the other one should be happy with you. And then it keeps. That keeps together. And this one doesn't. Clear? So that is what is a sexual drive about. People are not...
I understand what Durav is saying, but how are you proving with everything you're saying what's right and wrong? It would seem to be that both are true. Sometimes this way, you're defining one as right and wrong. Why can't we say they're
we
both
We are
there?
Unique human, and the other one is a common denominator between the human and the animal. Of course, I also have a Nefesh HaBahamis, but I want to know what is the human sexual drive. The human sexual drive is what I tell you. Of course, I tell you. But there is something like this there. Of course. And that creates problems. Yeah, that creates problems. That creates that it wants something else. And then, whenever you go for that, then the other side has nothing from it. We'll speak about that. Okay, but first, let's see. So that's a sexual drive. Okay? And the quality of that act is bringing down life. We'll speak about that. Yeah? We are Jewish. Huh? So we are Jewish that we have Torah. And we know that Torah is much deeper than the surface. Okay? People are making a big mistake with that the thing is there in order to create life. And then the Christians, you know, whatever, the Catholics, they are crazy. They can't learn. They cannot finish learning, you know. They can't even learn, you know. So they're... We'll speak about that. First, let's go now one by one. Let's go. This thing has this intimate relationship has three parts of an ingredient. Three. One is a relationship ben adam l'chaviro. That means it's an act which is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaviro. The second one is an act which is ben adam l'makom. It has also to do something with Hashem. We'll speak about that. And the third is the responsibility for the future generations. The responsibility for future generations, because when we think that we had big people like Moshe Rabbeinu, these parshas Moshe Rabbeinu, or you have Aaron HaKohen, or you have David HaMelech, you have Chizkiyo, you have these biggest people which are they all came out of one time of their parents being together. It's unbelievable responsibility, you know. From that one night, which the Amram and the Yocheved were together, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Unbelievable, you know. They came down. Torah min HaShamayim. That's right. Moshe Rabbeinu was born from one night where from that one act came down Moshe Rabbeinu. And they opened up when he was born, the whole thing was filled with light. And Torah came down from the heaven. And Mom came down. And Kriyas Yamsuf. And all the miracles in Egypt. Everything came from one night where Amram and Yocheved were together. Unbelievable responsibility. That's the third part. Three parts. It's about Ben Adam L'Chaviro. It's about Ben Adam L'Makom. And it's a responsibility for the future generations. That's the three parts. Okay? I'll speak about all the three now. Okay? But first I want to show you the first thing before we are going a bit. The first thing I want to show you that all the three, the basis of all the three is the right approach to this sexual drive. All the three, Ben Adam L'Chaviro, Ben Adam L'Makom, and the responsibility for the future generations, all the three, they are based on the right approach to the sexual drive. That we have to think that the other one should be happy. Okay, first, Ben Adam L'Chaviro. So we spoke about that. Ben Adam L'Chaviro, we want her to be happy. But it's more than that. I don't know, by the Sfaradi community, you do not make cheder yichud. But by the Ashkenazim, you do that. Yeah?
Is that okay? Se mete el cuarto.
Okay, so the cheder yichud. How long do you al pi halacha the two witnesses have to wait in front of the door for how long? Do you know for how long?
9 minutes.
7 minutes. That's right. What is that 7 minutes?
Seven minutes.
It's a time where the guy can be with a new tie and a new suit and everything new and very calm, comes into the room, he will take out everything and he'll be get together with that wife and he'll finish the thing, this sexual act with the wife that takes, according to the Chazal, 7 minutes. Yeah? That's the time. That's the time. So you can come from a stage where you are absolutely calm with yourself to a stage where you finish that thing in 7 minutes. And when a guy finishes that thing, the finishing the thing means that he gets all of his body gets excited. Otherwise, that doesn't work, yeah? So you can come from a stage where you are calm to the state of all of you are excited in 7 minutes. That's you. What will she have out of that? Nothing. By her, this takes 45 minutes till an hour. That's what the stipler says. But when you think only about your sexual drive, the way a lion thinks about his sexual drive, you'll do that in 7 minutes. You'll not do that 1 minute more. You want to get rid of your thing. But now it is a Ben Adam L'Chaviro. Ben Adam L'Chaviro means you have to work on your relationship with another person there where your drive wants you to do it in a different way. That's the real work.
And why the halacha is 7 minutes only?
Because if for you, it's a shiur, how long that takes that you could be together with a wife. Because that's a kinyan. That's a halacha. The halacha says a kinyan of kiddushin, which is with money, and there's a kinyan or being together. That's a halacha. How long that takes? Technically,
that's the minimum.
No, it's a technical thing.
It's technical. Es la cantidad mínima que si fuera una persona
egoísta.
No. It's not as egoísta. It's a technical thing. It's only technical. They don't say do it in that way, but what's the minimum to do it? But that's a technical thing.
It will be nice that they say 45 minutes or
No. Because they don't want you to go after the chuppah and take out all your clothing and do it. They don't want that. No one wants that. They are not crazy. They are not insane, you know. No, they don't want you to do that. They need a time. How long do you need the witnesses to be that they are man and wife, you know? We know now that they are man and wife because they could do it. That's the whole thing. They could do it. So 7 minutes. Okay. So you have to go?
No.
Okay.
I'm lagging.
7 minutes.
Okay. So that is the Ben Adam L'Chaviro. You see, the Ben Adam L'Chaviro is a very deep one. It's a deep thing. Ben Adam L'Chaviro. That you are understanding that what you, when you would only think about your own drive and you would not think about anyone else in the picture, it would take 7 minutes. Yeah? Yeah? And that's it, finished. But the other one wouldn't have anything out of it. So you have to invest an enormous amount of time that you invest for the other to be happy, even though the man himself is already in a state where he could do that. No, you have to wait for the other person. You have to think about the other person. You want her to be happy. You want her to be happy. Today too. That what I was told by a guy, which I spoke to him today too, they sell you technical equipment that you could do that. It's unbelievable. They have some. They have some gel or whatever it is that it shouldn't go so quick by the man that she should be satisfied from him, because this is all one big chamorai. That's one big chamorim there. Because you don't want him to work on himself. You don't want to make... He can be a full-blown egoist. He can think only about himself. But then it would be too quick. So I give you a possibility that I sell you a gel that you can be an egoist and she still will be happy. Do you think that is clever? Do you see that the whole world is one big dirt... One big not working on himself, one big place of one big animal, which is there, and they call that what science makes to the advancement of a human being. Do you see that? That they are all mentally retarded people. They are all insane. Do you see that? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. No, this is the place where you grow. This is the place where your marriage grows. This is the place where she sees that you work on yourself and you take care of her. No. I can think only about myself and she can think only about herself. But this is incompatible. Because when I think about myself, I'm finished after 7 minutes. And when she thinks about herself, it takes an hour. You know what? You go to the drugstore and you buy a gel. And then you can think about yourself and she thinks about herself and it will work. Yeah. Do you see that this is insanity? Craziness? That's what it is. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Why did the world reach such a place? Why is that? It's unbelievable that, you know? It's really unbelievable. Huh? No, it's a place of working with yourself, and you have to work with yourself, and it's a big work, and it is the prototype of Ben Adam LeChaviro. Because the real Ben Adam LeChaviro is not when it's easy for you, and you have just another 5 minutes, and then you go by a nice store and you buy a present for your wife. Do you have something nice for women? Oh yeah, that would be nice. Shkoyach, and go, and then bring it home. Ben Adam LeChaviro. That's cheap because you don't have a drive which puts you in the other direction. But over here, by the intimate act, you have a drive which pushes you in the direction which she will be absolutely unsatisfied. Absolutely not, nothing out of it. Yeah? And the drive pushes you there. And you have to work on yourself, and you have to be bigger, and you have to care for the other person. And this is the part which is enjoyable. You see, this is the Bira Oilo is unbelievable. He puts you in a place where you have to work on yourself, but it is a fulfillment. You will be warmed, and it is an unbelievable deep feeling which you have out of that. But it is a work on yourself. It goes together. It is unbelievable. You are put into the best situation, and you don't. And people don't get that. Arturo, it's not unbelievable what's going on in the world. It's unbelievable. What?
Zurbrechen, how do you say it?
Was ist?
You always say this word, Zurbrechen. It's crazy. How do you say it?
Yeah, weiß ich. Okay. Weiß ich. Okay. How? Okay. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Okay, so that
claro.
Is...
O sea, sí o no, sí.
Clear?
Un poco la misma idea de la mañana, ¿no?
No.
Sí, o sea, sí, pero más profundo. Una solución, o sea, una solución de...
No, pero mucho más profundo. No, he's saying very good. It's very much like in the morning. Meaning, in the Shalom Bayit, what we say in the morning, it's another expression of the same thing.
Yeah, but it is the core expression, yeah. Because you have a drive in the other way. You when you think only about yourself, you would do it the other way around.
Pero también en, o sea,
sí, pero acá la diferencia es que para que esté, o sea, I'm going to say in English, pero acá la diferencia en la mañana, tal vez tú, como dijiste en la mañana, por ejemplo, tal vez tú quieres que tú entres a otra escuela, ¿me entiendes? Y te vale. Acá, para que realmente el acto sea un acto que tengas sí, tu sí. placer, necesitas exacto. En la mañana tienes que pensarlo.
Pero igual es para que tengas un matrimonio que pueda sacar placer, no hablando del acto sexual, necesitas, como comentó, ponerte en su lugar.
Sí, pero la diferencia es que en esto sí tienes un, sí es un drive. O sea, en la mañana tienes que trabajarlo. Acá
es un instinto.
Acá es un instinto.
It's an instinct like this, and you have to overcome that. That's much deeper. Yeah. So this is the point. Okay, clear. I think it's very clear, and I think it's unbelievable that this is a very normal thing to think. It's very normal. I didn't do anything more than only think normal about that thing, and I don't know why people are not thinking like this. You know, but this is the basis of Ben Adam LeChavero. Okay, the basis of Ben Adam LeChavero is the right approach to your sexual drive, that you are revealing that there is a drive that the other one should be happy, and then I have to work on myself. Yeah, clear.
But one question: in the time between you work on yourself, maybe you're not satisfying the other part. I don't know how long it takes to work on yourself, so maybe that's where the world thinks.
No. So you have to work on yourself, and you have to. This question of regilut doesn't so it takes so much because there is a drive too there. This I wanted to say when they looked in the mirror, there is a human. This is also a drive. Only it's deeper than the other one. So it's not something alien. It's not that you have to be... No, it's not like this. You enjoy that, but you have to reveal, you have to see that you enjoy that the other one is happy with you. Yeah?
Can I say something? I remember, I heard it from the rabbi before, there was a couple I was working with, and he was having a very difficult time in the area. And I saw that he was focusing on himself, on performance, and they would get very tense. When he changed the outlook to just focus on his wife being happy, then he did not tense and he was able to live very nicely.
Yeah.
I remember the Rav said it. The Rav said it in Israel that sometimes that's the drive. For example, boy and girl, not even sexual. Just like if a woman smiles to you, you know, that develops not because she's pretty, because you felt like she smiled to me. That develops in you a drive of being close. It's not about the sex. It's about I made someone happy. Someone smiled.
Yeah.
No, I know what I'm saying, because I talked to someone and he told me like, okay, I understand. I try to focus on her, but it really doesn't work for me.
He doesn't know how to do that. He has to be guided how to do that. Okay. Because you have to. That's already a particular work that you appreciate. How that happens that she's happy and things like this. This I do not speak over here. No, it's a limit. You know, you are married. I don't do that. You know, I do that with Bochum once in a while. But this I will not speak about that. There's a limit. Second, okay, there are three parts. The Ben Adam LeChavero is based on the right approach to your sexual drive. Now Ben Adam LeMakom. This being together has a big part of Bin Adam LaMakom, because whenever Hashem is not involved, there won't be life, there won't be a child. Yeah? So okay, we'll speak about that in the second half of this thing, but the whenever the Hashem is not there, Shutav HaShlishi, when he is not there, so there won't be life. But what has that to do with your sexual drive? They're more forget when you would be a really holy person, which has nothing out of it, you know, and you will be so really somewhere up there. Then Hashem comes to you. But when you are satisfied and you satisfy your wife, there where Hashem is. So the point is, Hashem comes down to a place which is wholesome. Shalem, yeah, and not to a place which is half. Hashem doesn't like half things. Whenever you have a mizbeach, and the mizbeach is cut off one edge, there is nothing happening. Can't be. It has to be shalem. You mean the same thing with your tefillin? When your tefillin, it's a little bit not black, or it's So one edge is off, you know. So never mind, you know. Ever mind. When it's not fine and 100% according to the halakha, it doesn't work. There is no place which is further from being total and wholesome than two people being together, and the one is feeling only himself and the other one feels only himself. That's really an awkward situation. Hashem wants that they should be together and feel together, and their feelings are also connected one with the other. When that happens, then Hashem says, I want to be there. That is a Chazal which says that. Chazal say that Reish Chochma brings that Mischamemin Beishin Kadishin. Yeah? That means, the Chazal say that that even though the Eish, the fire, comes down from heaven, but it's a mitzvah to bring the fire from a secular person. That's what Chazal say. You have to, when you have a mizbeach, you have to put on the fire by you, even though the fire comes down from heaven, but you have to put it on from you. And Chazal speak that out about the living together of a man and his wife. So what is that eish you bring from the secular person? The eish you bring from the secular person is that is the eish of your sexual drive. That's like an eish. That's like a fire. But you have to bring that into the equation. And then Hashem comes down. And you see that the third partner, which that's Hashem, he comes down when there is a closeness and a stimulating one the other, the sexual drive. When you stimulate one the other. That's what Chazal say. And that is the basis for the Ben Adam Lemakom. That means the Ben Adam Lemakom is that you have a person, you have to need Hashem being there too, because otherwise there won't be a neshama. But to have Hashem in the picture is based on that you are working on yourself, that you are relating right to that sexual drive. That's the basis. Yeah? That's the basis for that too. So it is the basis for Ben Adam Lechavero. That's okay, that's understandable. It's even the basis for Ben Adam Lemakom. So we'll speak about Ben Adam Lemakom, the second half too. And now comes the third. We also speak afterwards about that. The third is the responsibility to the future generations. Okay. Responsibility to the future generations, that is, don't know what. Yeah. We'll speak about that, what are you doing? But responsibility to future generations, what does that mean, you know? Why is it based on my sexual drive? So there is a Sidor Beis Yankev from Yankev Emden. He says, what the parents, both of them, had more taive, more sexual drive, when they were together, the child will be more clever.
Más inteligente. O sea, entre más deseo hubo en la pareja, más inteligente.
En esa relación, ¿no?
¿Eh? En esa, sí, porque la que fecunda.
What more? So you see that the basis.
En el estudio de Rabia Comenden.
Sí, de Rabia Comenden. Yeah. Yeah. So you see that the basis of the intellectual capabilities of the coming generation, the basis of the ruchnius of the coming generation, depends on the sexual drive of the parents. And what they had more of a sexual drive, more of that, when they were warmer and more close one to the other, the intellectual capability or the ruchnisti capability, ruchanit, capability ruchanit from the child will be bigger. So the basis of all the three things, Ben Adam Lechavero, Ben Adam Lemakom, and the responsibility to coming generations, all of the three are resting on that right approach to sexual drive. And that's why I'm so into that we have to find that right approach. We have to work on that. We have to focus on the other. And we have to experience that this is a warmth. This is not a giving up on your thing. It's not that you say, ah, I give up, so I have nothing out of it. But how nice that the other one has something out of it. No, this is a drive. This is something which is warm. This is something which excites. That's an excitement. That's a warmth that the other one should have something out of me. Yeah? That's the excitement.
Theoretically, the third one doesn't need that one is for the other, even if each one is for themselves, but on a high level.
Look, I don't go into that. Okay. We're not going. I'm not making like this now. I don't like this. Okay? But the basis is this. Yeah, that's the basis. What more of sexual drive, whatever. But we have to reveal that this is the right, that there is this right approach there. Yeah? That's the right approach. We have the right approach, and we reveal that this right approach to the sexual drive, that's the basis of all the three parts in your marriage. It's Ben Adam Chaveroi, Ben Adam LaMakom, and the responsibility to the coming generation. Okay? I think that's clear now. That's clear. That's the basis. And that is a big turnover. So we spoke till now about this mistake, which is. Now, the second half of that will be about the lie. There's a lie. We didn't speak about that. There's a lie. A lie is that they think that it's only for your own pleasure, and it's not true. It's in order to bring down life. That's right? So before we go now further on, we will make a break now, because I have now enough from that for 10 minutes. Okay. I have enough from that thing for 10 minutes, okay? Okay? Thank you.